bit of sleep last night. Yeah, 29 definitely. Coming in on the way this morning, so it has been fairly warm. Quite the opposite over in Green Bay at the moment. I've seen a few of the pictures as the Packers will take on the Buccaneers in about 30 minutes' time. That's the first of the conference championships this morning, and then the Bills to play at the Kansas City Chiefs a little later on at around 10:40 Melbourne time. To preview it all, Laurie Horris joins us from ESPN Australia. Laurie, good morning and welcome back to RSN 927.
Morning, guys. Great to be with you.
Great to be with you. I don't want to put you on a weatherman report, but it looks fairly chilly over there in Green Bay at the moment, and plenty of chat about Brady v. Rogers. Just how big is this storyline of the two quarterbacks?
I think it's big, but I don't think it's a surprise when considering where in the country they'll be playing and what time of year it is. Both these quarterbacks are well-versed in cold weather and, in particular, snowy football. Green Bay's up in Wisconsin. That's where Aaron Rodgers spent his entire professional career. And for Tom Brady, up until this year, he was calling Foxborough home. And we've seen so many images over his, you know, decorated career. Huge moments in the snow. Some glorious, some controversial. If we think back to the Tuck rule almost two decades ago, and how that really started the Patriots, you know, they were, it certainly kick-started the Patriots' march to a dynasty for the first two decades of this millennium. But what will be really interesting is how it affects the gameplay if we get to the nuts and bolts of it. Generally, the early assumption is, oh, you know, it gets cold, it gets snowy, you want to control the ball, you want to look to the ground game, but that's neither of these teams' strengths. For the Green Bay Packers, while they're good on the ground, and Aaron Jones is a very talented running back and there's some solid deputies there, it doesn't match up in this game where you're up against a truly elite run defense, especially when they get 350 pounds of nasty in Vita Vea back on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defensive line. So that makes it an imposing proposition there. Not to mention what we've seen from Aaron Rodgers, MVP form throwing the ball. So I would expect, you know, contrasting what might be the easy early opinion that, oh, we'll see this go to the ground and more ball control. I think we're going to see Rodgers take to the air and challenge a buck secondary in the snow. And one of the big storylines, along with those amazing images of Lambeau Field. And, I mean, the first thing that came to mind when I saw that, I mean, I started hearing, you know, Hurt by Johnny Cash ring through. and the concept of an empire of dirt, I think that sums up what Lambeau Field's been to the Packers and Aaron Rodgers over his career. Not to mention the championship weekend has been Tom Brady's empire of dirt, at least when he was with you know, the New England Patriots and Bill Belichick for some time. But what would be really, really interesting to see with Aaron Rodgers is where he's at with the command he has on that offense from a mental standpoint and how he targets the secondary. Antoine Winfield, a big story this morning, their star rookie safety, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, is out with an ankle injury he picked up this week. The secondary is where you can attack the Tampa Bay defense. That's through the air. That's with the passing game. And while Drew Brees and Sean Payton, largely to, you know, weighing where Drew Brees' health was, weren't able to take advantage of that and weren't able to attack that and really test them out wide and deep last week, I think it's absolutely on Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers to take it to the Buccaneers in that part of the field, look to exploit those matchups, particularly with their best defensive back out of the game.
If the Bucs can get through, it'll be the first team in NFL history, I think, to play a Super Bowl in your home stadium. How much of an advantage would that be? And have you got a feeling which way this one goes, Laurie?
I'm tilting towards the Green Bay Packers, but I don't think this is. I think this is a tight matchup, and I think it comes down to watch. I know the temptation is to watch the quarterbacks and watch the ball right off the snap, but I encourage all viewers at home, take some snaps, take some plays, just have a look at who's winning at the line of scrimmage. We've got about 600 kilos of you know, muscle and beef from each team launching at each other off the snap there. If you can see which team is dominating the line of scrimmage and getting more push there, it's going to tell you a lot how this, you know, snow-affected, you know, matchup between two Hall of Fame quarterbacks, two of the top five of all time, how this is going to go. So keep an eye on that. But can the Bucs do it? Yes. What would it mean? It's huge to be at home. I mean, you can't measure it because it's never been done before. But what we did hear is that what the Bucs have seen this week is there's already Super Bowl banners and, you know, decorations already adorning their stadium there in Tampa. They've seen it. That image is in their head. Is that something that inspires, or is that something that gets you looking a little bit too far ahead and maybe looking 2 weeks down the road instead of the matchup? Hard to think that's the case with a Tom Brady, who's about as goal-oriented and focused a professional athlete as we've seen since the likes of Michael Jordan. But This is certainly something that'll be weighing, and it's a narrative that we've seen it hinted at a few times. You know, the Vikings threatened a few years ago. Laughingly, the Cowboys were suggested about a decade ago that they were going to host a Super Bowl in Jerry World. They were far from that fact. But this is what's on the horizon there. But first and foremost, this absolute cathedral of football with snow falling. We've got a whole lot of drama to play out ahead of time.
Yeah, we sure have. And the Chiefs and the Bills is a classic encounter as well. Patrick Mahomes, there's been so much talk about whether he'll play or not. Now, he's going to play. We've got in Australia, obviously, Australian rules football going through this huge concussion issue at the moment. What sort of protocols would they have to have gone through to get Mahomes out there playing?
There's a pretty strict protocol that has, you know, I think five stages, the concussion protocol that you have to go through and clear. And early in the week, it seemed like he was, you know, Mahomes was making progress through that. It comes down to, you know, checking symptoms after elevated levels of working out. He was working out and participating in walkthroughs, which are a lighter version of a practice. They are what they sound like early in the week. And really, it's going through that and doing testing to make sure, see where symptoms are at. This one was an interesting one for a lot of people on the outside. And, you know, for us, you know, 15,000 kilometres away from Arrowhead Stadium, it wasn't a direct helmet-to-helmet hit. It wasn't that, it wasn't that cliched or, quintessential hit that we normally see bring out a concussion, and you see helmet-to-helmet contact in the NFL and a head rock. A bit concerning. It was more of a whiplash motion, and it was a kind of a ring around the neck kind of throw down. It was a legal tackle, but that's kind of what we saw. So it's a little harder for people to visualize exactly how the concussion occurred there, but that's what kind of neck injuries can, or neck shots to that area can cause a concussion. But equally a part of this is he's been designated with turf toe, which is no fun. And there's actually been suggestions that as he cleared for concussion protocol, the turf toe has actually given him more drama in his preparation for this week. So we'll see how that impacts his mobility. Patrick Mahomes is tough as nails, but part of what makes him so great, not just the, you know, underarm or sidearm throws or his 75-yard flicks of the wrist, but what makes him so dangerous is that when you think you've got everybody covered and you've got all this litany of Kansas City Chief weaponry sorted out, you feel like you're in a good spot, still blind turn out of you and scamper for a first down. Is that element changed? And is his ability to throw with accuracy and devastating explosiveness on the move, that impacted in any way at all because of the turf toe injury he's dealing with?
Laurie, can't wait for all the action a little later on this morning. We're about 20 minutes away from kickoff in the Packers-Buccaneers game. It's going to be an epic morning. We'll know our Super Bowl competitors in about 6 or 7 hours' time. Enjoy the morning on the couch.
We will. Thanks very much.